This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tracy Strout and Belinda Custin. We're talking about Robert Frost Public Charter School's second annual Harvest Festival. It's this Saturday, 10 till 2 at the school itself. That's 110 Main Street. And you can find more information at any time by going to robertfrostcharterschool.org. That's robertfrostcharterschool.org. Tracy and Belinda, thank you both for joining me.
You're welcome.
So we've got the second annual Harvest Festival. It's this Saturday, 10 till 2. It's happening at the school. Games are going to be involved with this.
Yes.
What sort of games can we expect?
All kinds of fall games, ring toss, musical pumpkins, balloon animals.
There will also be crafting.
They will be decorating some pumpkins.
There's also going to be balloon animals. Is that from a clown, or is it just somebody with a bunch of balloons, or...
One of our teachers has a son who has learned how to create balloon animals, and he's very excited to come and do that for us.
There will also be a raffle. Is this a 50-50 raffle? Is it for something specific?
It's a choice raffle, so there will be probably a dozen prizes that are available for you to take a chance to win.
It's the Robert Frost Public Charter School's second annual Harvest Festival. It's this Saturday, 10 till 2 at the school itself. That's 110 Main Street. There's going to be games, crafts, balloon animals, raffles going on. For more information anytime, go to robertfrostcharterschool.org. That's robertfrostcharterschool.org. On top of the things we've talked about already, there will also be a photo booth, which will be very fun, and face painting. That's always a fun thing for the small kids. Vendors and a farmer's market will also be there.
Yes, I have about 5 vendors that will be bringing crafts and different things to sell. Hopefully lots of fall-themed items.
A bake sale will be going on.
Families are baking up a storm, making items for the people to come and purchase.
Brownies, cookies, muffins, gluten-free muffins.
Now, all this, all the money from this Robert Frost Public Charter School Harvest Festival is going to support various enrichment programs for the school. What sort of programs are these?
So we offer ESSC for all of our students, kindergarten through 8th grade. And unfortunately, they only technically cover 1st through 6th grade. So we pay a little extra to make sure that all of our students are able to ski in the winter. That's just one. We also have Tin Mountain come in and do some nature programming. We've done music. We have to pull in a lot of those specials that other schools have because we are small and we use a lot of community organizations to do that.
You've got the skiing programs that's helping to get kids involved in the local industries. On top of that, you have Tin Mountain, which is educating them on the environment and the surrounding nature wilderness that's going on. For more information on any of this, listeners can go to robertfrostcharterschool.org. It's the second annual Harvest Festival for the Robert Frost Public Charter School. I'm kind of curious, Tracy, Belinda, how did you get involved with the charter school?
I am a parent. My daughter started attending the Robert Frost Public Charter School when she was in 2nd grade, and she's now in 8th grade. So I've been involved for a while. I recently became a member of the Board of Trustees, so I'm a little more involved now than I was. But it's a good program. They have a unique ability to work with kids where they're at, as opposed to teaching to them. They teach with them. Students really drive their education at the Robert Frost Public Charter School.
And I have a young man that I'm his adopted Nana, and he needs the special education that they offer at Robert Frost, and I came to Robert Frost with him, and I'm also on the Board of Trustees.
What's your favorite thing about the Robert Frost Public Charter School?
It's more of a family teaching environment. The children are directed through a great deal of nurturing and individual needs. If they're having a bad day, it's dealt with in a positive way. It's lots of hands-on, so that gives them an alternative from traditional education, ways for them to learn. And the kids just love going there.
The Montessori methodology of teaching is just so tailored to each individual student. Everything builds on itself. So you start at your basic level, and each skill that you acquire allows you to move further into the curriculum. It's just, it's an amazing way to learn, and it really takes big picture thinking and allows you to use what you learn in school in a real life setting.
It's the Robert Frost Public Charter School's second annual Harvest Festival this Saturday, 10 till 2. It's happening at the school, 110 Main Street, with games, crafts, balloon animals, raffles going on, public photo booth, face painting. There's also going to be vendors, a farmer's market, and a bake sale. And all of this money goes to support the school's enrichment programs, such as Tin Mountain coming to visit and the ESSC program with the school. For more information anytime, go to robertfrostcharterschool.org. That's robertfrostcharterschool.org. Tracy, Belinda, any final thoughts before we go?
We're hoping we have a good turnout. We've put a lot of work in, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.